You guys make me laugh every single day, and I really appreciate it.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, good morning with the Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Martin Head.
Sorry to interrupt you for the next 3 hours before the two-hour rock ride, but until then, we got some stuff to discuss. It's Monday, so we're going to play Make Us Laugh, which I think everybody needs.
Sure.
So we'll see how that goes.
There's a new healthy pastime, which is nice.
There is, yeah. Matt Damon has a PSA he wants to share with us.
All the celebrities.
Yeah. Dave Matthews this morning.
Dave. Well, there was a whole living room concert thing last night.
Yeah, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
All right. Any of them say anything that we don't know or that's
someone that
encouraging?
We don't know?
No. Okay.
But there are, from what I've gathered from listening to the news reports this morning, there are some people that still don't know. Quite a few of them. Mostly in the southern U.S.
They might not know what year it is down there.
That's true.
Like, they are so shut in. But yeah. No, I know. They should. Smart enough.
Maybe it's because this is like an extended, not tragedy, but I don't know how to describe
crisis?
It. Crisis, an extended crisis.
Sure.
But man, are the lows and highs of humanity ever getting highlighted?
Like, oh, yes.
Continually.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like when something's quick and it's terrible, you see the good come out right away. And there's a little bit of bad usually around it, but usually the good.
Yeah.
Here it's like, wow, look at this idiot. Oh, what a lovely human being.
Yeah,
you are. Look at this moron. Oh, what a champion of the people. Yeah. You know, it's
crazy. You certainly learn a lot about people that you know even casually.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe it's not even the highs and lows of life, Chris. Maybe that's just life, is that there are good and bad. And that's what we have to deal with on a daily basis.
Can I throw something at you?
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you turn into like a weird minister
or
something?
Yeah,
that's what it is. That's just life. That is the struggle.
Is that the
we
struggle?
We carry as human beings that there are highs and lows.
I saw you switch.
And then we have to deal with it.
You're actually serious, and then you realize what you're saying and how basic
I'm always serious.
And then your face. I saw
Stop
the moment.
Stop laughing.
I saw the moment you switched. All right. Anyways, yeah, it's Doctor's Day, too. We'll talk about the great work they're doing, obviously. And just on a day-to-day basis in our lives.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
That's just life.
Yeah. Here's Sam Roberts. I actually read that from all the way over here.
That's great, Chris.
Yeah. Life, eh?
Part of life.
Yeah, it's all part of life.
Let's struggle.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's National Doctor's Day.
Yeah. They didn't create it just because of this time. It's just always been National Doctor's Day.
So
fitting.
If you don't already understand what doctors and you throw nurses in there, do they have their own day too?
I think they have a different day.
It's just doctors.
Today is National Doctors Day.
And that ranges from all
I guess
that are helping in this or just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? I mean, how many, no, just like any other profession, not all doctors are amazing, but I would say for the most part, like they're probably one of the professions that the majority
I would think they don't go on strike every time they don't get something they don't want.
Yeah.
They probably don't get paid enough, to be honest.
No, they don't. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, emergency room physicians, stuff like that.
I have maybe the not anymore because we moved, but he's still kept in touch. But one of the best family doctors.
Mm.
You know, it's some of them go above and beyond just to be good human beings on top of good doctors. And but that was one of the hardest things, honestly, with moving here, was knowing that I wouldn't have that. On aside from a family and friends level, you know, when you think about stuff, what's good?
Yeah.
But he was amazing. So you got to appreciate the good
You can find a good mechanic, you can find a good handy guy, but it's hard to find a good doctor.
Yeah, I still haven't found one.
No, same.
Not because they're not here. It's because none of them are taking patients.
No,
that's the reason.
Yeah, like it's there's a real shortage of doctors here, which is for family doctors, at least, which is weird. But
right now, more fitting than ever, though, the healthcare workers getting the spotlight, which is totally just. It is pretty incredible. Those some of those pictures coming out from other countries as well, where they've been wearing their masks so long, they have rashes and bruises around where their goggles are in the mask. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. And people all across the world showing them appreciation and clapping and when the shift change and police lining up and applauding them. And there's a restaurant that's getting some attention.
Yeah, it's, where is it? It doesn't matter where it is. The point of it is they have a program. It's in the States.
Yeah.
But they have a sponsor or adopt a doctor or nurse program where people can pay for meals for people in hospitals, and they'll send them over.
Yeah, they send the food over.
While they're working, they can get a nice meal.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Delta's also doing free flights for medical volunteers and stuff. Not doctors, but medical people who want to go to some of the hot spots in the States. So people are starting to show some appreciation for that. Not starting, but I mean, really, that's what we said in the beginning. Oh, there's lows and highs, and some of the highs are the amount of...
I've seen more highs than lows.
Admiration.
Which is nice. You know, generally people doing nice things, being nice to each other, stuff like that. Then I heard a story this morning about how South Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi are just, they're like, yeah, whatever. We're just going to go about our business. And that's it.
No.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Sure, good luck with that.
Stay where you are then.
Yep. Yeah. Don't leave.
Stay in there. Your little town.
That's what you want. Stay there. But yeah, it's, I don't know. Yes, if you have a doctor in your life, you know, someone you know who's, you know, maybe not even particularly attached to this crisis, just reach out and say, hey, man.
Sure.
Hey, man. You know, they're not always the best people.
No.
They're not, you know, out there. So maybe some of them even feel isolated themselves at this point. You know what I mean? So and we just say, hey, thanks. Thanks for the sweet stethoscope, bro.
Yeah.
That's what you type. Send that to them. They'll be so confused.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we should get some more rain today, another 10 millimeters or so, high of 8 degrees. It was the biggest weekend yet for COVID-19 cases in Ottawa. Health officials saying they're investigating 47 new ones. And Quebec Premier Francois Legault says they're actually starting to see evidence that physical distancing measures are working to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
Well, if you're not doubling every couple days, it means it's working.
Well, they did see another 342 new cases yesterday. So.
Yeah, they're going up, but they're not going up as much as they could be.
They have 2,840 cases of COVID-19 in Quebec. So. Yeah. Stay home, man. And if you're looking for something to do while you're staying home for the good of the population, the World Health Organization has declared that video games are a healthy pastime.
What?
And I know you two, actually for probably the last 15 minutes, have been discussing the video game that you guys play in the evenings to occupy your time.
Yes.
We didn't get to play last night, so we had to talk about our own weekend adventures.
Our times didn't match up. Normally, we have a meeting time, but Sunday, Jamie watches, what show is it Sunday you watch?
The Masked Homeland. Singer or something?
He watches Homeland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not The Masked
Singer.
Isn't
that on demand?
Yeah, he could just record and watch it. He could.
But anyway, why wouldn't I watch it when I could watch it? There's no commercials.
So anyway, we play a lot, and I know why they're saying it's healthy right now because of the online social aspect of it. Probably not because of the actual video game, but because you can connect with people.
Right.
Which I've done for years online. Yeah, yeah.
Don't people just swear at you and stuff?
No,
no, you
anymore.
Don't have to be exposed to other people as much as you used to. Yeah, no, there's a group of jerks, but we don't.
Yeah,
we don't.
That has passed slightly. Like children running around saying the worst things, but like to them that they've ever heard.
Yeah,
that you don't get that as much anymore.
And you can set your. I know that's probably one of the reasons why you don't like it because it's full of children. But you can set.
It's just full of people.
You can set your headphones to whatever you want. Like, you don't have to. Like, me and Jamie just go into a private chat.
Oh, I see.
And then we run around and shoot everybody else while we're talking, unless there's a third in our group.
Uh-huh.
Jamie's been getting really animated lately. Can I talk about the text you got?
Yeah.
So while we're playing.
This is while you're online gaming, right?
Yes, we're playing online.
You guys are in different houses staying away from each other.
Yeah, we are, yes.
The World Health Organization says to do it.
So we are playing... Warzone, which is one of the more popular games currently.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty War. It's a combination of basically Call of Duty and Fortnite.
Okay.
And we're around shooting people. Jamie's not doing so hot this round, so he's screaming a lot. I've watched, when you die, Jason, you get to watch somebody else on your team for a little bit before you come back to the game.
Okay.
And I've seen Jamie literally shoot circles around people, and I want to yell at him. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why? You see he's... But anyways, so he was yelling a lot, and then he just started laughing. I said, Jamie, what are you laughing about? He's like, I got a text from my wife who's 15 feet away in the other room.
Uh-huh.
All the text said was, lower your voice. I was like, that is the best mom text you've ever got from your wife.
So
lower
mad at you.
Your voice.
Well, because I guess, am I really loud in your headphones?
Yeah,
you're
a bit loud, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You can't hear yourself in your headphones.
Oh, no?
No. And so I have my headphones on, so I hear all the sound effects. I hear Chris, I hear whoever else. So I'm like.
So it's like hearing.
He's so loud. Because he can't hear himself. Right. So you don't know. I know. Like, I've learned that I take one headphone off, so I only hear the sound effects in one headphone.
Sure.
So I can hear my own voice.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm not screaming and waking up my entire family. But,
lower your voice.
Yeah,
I got in trouble.
Lower your voice. Not, hey, you're being really loud. Everything okay? Just straight up parenting.
Yeah.
Lower your voice.
Tell her to get some earplugs.
Yeah.
I said to turn the TV up.
Yeah.
Where are you in your house when you play?
Not far away from, like.
Oh, okay.
You're not in the
basement?
No.
Oh, you play in the loft. Oh, yeah. So that you can hear the whole thing through the whole house. Yeah.
It would be like having a, yes.
Lower your voice. Anyway, so yeah, get online. We're trying to convince Jason to.
No, I won't do it.
You won't do it. No. I even said I'd buy you a PlayStation.
No, I don't want one.
Come on.
It would be fun.
Dude. I have.
It's like
zero.
Golfing with you. It's amazing because you don't
zero
care at all. You're
in,
so mad.
In
it's
any
the best.
Of it, yeah. I told you I would rather count grains of rice from a bag and organize them into groups.
You want to shoot 12-year-olds?
No. I even tried. I downloaded like a fishing game on my phone. I lost interest in a day. I was like, that's enough.
All right. But it's socially good for you, Jason.
It's not. Who says so? Socially bad for me.
All right.
I'm doing now, just being alone and then napping, that's great for me.
I would love to watch you.
Yeah,
I have no idea what you're doing. Get so mad. Quit 3 minutes in.
Yeah, I would.
All right, it's done. I'm going to watch fishing shows. All right. Yeah. So, hey, if anyone in your life tells you you're playing too many video games right now.
No, it's healthy now.
Tell them to kick rocks.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, please. Any topic, any subject, 762-555.
What's your favorite way to eat a freshly toasted warm slice of bread?
With my mouth?
No, I think put stuff on it or whatever.
My grandfather used to sit there at the table. And my nonna would bring him two pieces of toast and a block of provolone, and he would just sit there and cut little slices of provolone and eat on the toast. I love eating toast that way. Little paring knife, just cutting
little pieces of cheese. Yeah,
little
I like that.
Put on the toast, take a bite.
I do like a nice bit of butter.
The butter on a piece of toast is nice.
That's it? You guys just butter?
Just for toast, yeah.
Pretty much.
My father used to, because he's gross, used to put like an inch of butter on his, like an inch.
Yeah, that's gross.
And then peanut butter on top of the butter.
Mm.
It's vile.
That's gross.
Yeah.
That's how I basically used to eat all my sandwiches.
When you were a child?
Yeah, when my mother would make them for me. Whatever sandwich it was, it had butter on it first. It was peanut butter and jam, had butter.
Oh,
if it
gross.
Was a ham sandwich with mayonnaise, it had butter.
Yeah, why? Just, why did that generation do that?
Just butter everywhere.
How have you guys been keeping busy and staying sane at home?
I mean, for me, it hasn't been that much of a change, to be honest, because I don't really go out much. I don't do much.
You have a big enough property to keep you busy around the property, too.
I can walk around.
I wish the rain would piss off so I could start doing outside things.
Yeah,
like
that would be a little bit better.
Getting the yard ready for spring and stuff.
The previous owners of my house left a pool table. So I cleaned out my basement last night and set up my wife's quilting machine and stuff. And now I have an active dartboard and pool table.
Nice.
I
got a little pub in your basement there.
Yeah, well, it's an unfinished basement, but
thanks
still.
For the invite.
Whatever you do, don't invite anybody over.
No, I won't.
To play.
I wouldn't do that even if we weren't quarantined.
100%, I know that. Yes.
Myself and Jamie have been playing some video games.
I built a lawnmower. I didn't build. I put together a lawnmower I bought a few months ago.
Yeah, I go on hikes because we're still allowed to do that. So I will. To kill a good chunk of my day, I will find a trail that's an hour to an hour and a half away.
Oh, yeah.
Drive there, walk the trail for 2 hours, and drive back.
I assorted some tools. You know what I have respect for, but not the time or patience?
Mm.
Guys who, like, Brother P-Touch label every single one of their tools.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know that? And they hang it on, like, the...
Oh,
like,
that's not me.
No, God, no.
No, I have a heap.
Yeah, whatever you reach in.
Yeah.
Nope, not it.
Yeah. How many eggs can you eat in one sitting? Like, comfortably? Four.
Yeah, probably four, yeah.
Like a four-egg omelet, easy.
What are your thoughts on school during this time? Not everyone has the luxury of e-learning, you know.
Oh, I know very much so.
Yeah. Well, you can... Learning doesn't only have to be schoolwork. Like, this won't go on forever.
Yeah.
You can teach your kids how to cook, how to clean things, how to sew something, you know.
Taxes.
All sorts of stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure even if you don't have the internet, you probably know something about math. I don't know. Use your brain, man.
Give an example. I know I have a son who doesn't, who's autistic, doesn't comprehend computers, doesn't understand anything, whether television or computer related. So we have for 2 to 3 hours, well, probably around 2 hours a day, I will sit down with him and work on his basic learning skills. And now that we have, I guess a lot of people do because they're home, right? So you have the time to do that if you want with your kids. And there are tons of resources. I know e-learning, but who doesn't have the internet?
Well, apparently this person does.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Although they did text us.
So they have a phone, cellular telephone.
I'm here in the wood shop. It's very quiet on my street this time of morning. Creepy, that's not a question. Where did the expression balls to the wall come from? I don't know. You guys see. Know?
Yeah, you can look it up.
Balls to the wall.
Look it up, James. Let's actually answer a question this morning. On instant answer question time.
First attested in the 1960s in the context of aviation, probably coined by pilots whose throttle levelers had round ball-like tops and for whom putting balls to the wall, the firewall of the aircraft meant making the aircraft fly as quickly. That makes sense. Like, to push it right forward or pull it right back.
The front and the ball was the, so you push the ball to the wall.
Balls to the wall.
There you go.
There you go.
You learned something.
Right on.
Yep.
See? You don't need e-learning. You got us. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, it was the biggest weekend yet for COVID-19 cases in Ottawa. Health officials said they're investigating 47 new cases. One of the first cases here in Ottawa among the emergency services, including two Ottawa police officers, one district fire chief, the two police frontline officers. They've been off work for about a week. The fire service is currently tracking the district chief's movements prior to this diagnosis. I mean, it's bound to happen.
Yep.
They're on the front lines. Ottawa cops said they are concerned over the number of stunt driving incidents they've had to respond to over the last week. On Friday alone, police seized 8 vehicles driving at least 50 kilometers over the speed limit. One of those vehicles, a motorcycle driver, doing wheelies. Two other drivers speeding in a construction zone. Both received fines and demerit points. And over the last week, they've seized 15 vehicles for stunt driving offenses.
Popping wheelies, eh?
I was driving to work this morning, and I was on the section of Hunt Club that is 80, and a car whipped by me so fast that I could not see its license plate.
Wow.
Like, that's fast.
People are just taking the open roads as, like, a challenge. Like, it's like a course now.
There's still cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could still die.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, people are in a hurry to go nowhere right now.
Hunt Club in any other city on this planet would be a 60.
Yeah, or a 50 in some places. Yeah. Absolutely.
Nope.
No, you're just going look both ways, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just where are you going?
I don't know. Yeah, that's always the question.
Especially nowadays.
Like, there's nothing hurry.
Yeah, what are you doing? Where you can't go anywhere.
Showers will continue today. About 10 millimeters or so more of rain, high of 8 degrees. And tomorrow, maybe some flurries in the morning, but up to 9 degrees.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, 9 again, but a mix of sun and cloud. Right now, it's 5, and that's the latest.
This is Z-H-E-Z, Ottawa. Home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shea.
We normally would play Make You Laugh here, but kind of a low turnout, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't in the mood of laughing.
No.
Or just being honest.
Way less people out there to begin with. Most of you are probably still sleeping. So I don't know why I said most of you, because all of you are not sleeping that are actually listening.
No.
Right.
I hope.
Ones that are sleeping aren't listening.
Yes.
Not paying attention.
Right. But so we figured we'd just highlight a couple other things then, maybe some...
Sure.
Good things?
Some good things.
Yeah. Why not?
We got some correspondence from a lady we highlighted last week.
Aunt Janet?
Yeah.
Well, it was her friend, or her maybe her niece, obviously.
Yes, Aunt Janet.
And Janet, yeah. Janet Beeth, was doing online, like Facebook Live courses to learn how to paint things.
Right, for
like,
free.
Like dragonflies.
Yeah.
We went on her page. Nice apples.
Sure.
turtles.
Yeah.
And then one of you asked, Chris or Jason, are you painting real animals? Like,
because the way it was phrased,
how would they fly?
I assumed she was painting pictures of dragonflies and turtles. And then some other people thought that maybe she was painting actual dragonflies and turtles.
Some other people. There's only one other person.
Yeah.
I'm standing right here.
I didn't want to make you seem dumb.
You could just say, the way it was phrased, I just wanted to make sure she wasn't actually painting animals.
Right. Well, we got an email from Janet.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for the recognition of doing my Paint with Janet events for free online. My niece, Stephanie, called it in. You guys made me laugh, and for the record, I am not painting real-life dragonflies or turtles.
Oh, good.
Or am I?
Oh, wow.
You better check with Paint with Janet on Facebook. Nice tease. Wow.
Well done, Janet.
So we recognized Aunt Janet as one of Ottawa's best humans.
For sure.
Can we just call her Janet?
She's not our aunt.
Did you call Phil on Fresh Prince? No, you called him Uncle Phil.
You're right. I was going to argue with you, but you're correct. Okay, so go check out her stuff.
And if you have someone you'd like to nominate as one of Ottawa's best humans, just, helping us get through this really odd situation we're all in, give us a call, 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. That's what D-U-G-Y, that's at 3849.
Yeah.
And leave a message and let us know.
We'll
highlight them.
That's what we're doing. You
know, that's it.
We want to talk about good stories. I mean, we're obviously all starting to feel a little wear and tear, even though really, like, the sacrifice we're all asked to make is pretty minimal.
Yeah, just sit on your couch.
It's still depressing, the news daily. So we would like to do some good feeling news about some good things people are doing.
We got a call if you want.
Sure, we can take a call.
Sure, let's do it.
Roll the dice on this bad boy. Hey, good morning.
Hey there.
What's your name?
Adam.
Adam, why are you calling us?
Is this for make us laugh? Oh,
sure, wow, you can make us laugh if you want.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. See how it goes.
All right. So I figured I'd start with strokes instead of jokes, because if I start going for jokes...
Chokes. Oh, doing it just for chokes.
Yeah.
Quit choking around over there.
Okay.
See, I made you laugh.
Well, we appreciate the call.
I win.
Yeah. We got another one if you want. We might as well.
You suck. We win.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Adam. Thanks for calling.
Here you go. Here's another one.
Hi, good morning.
Yo. What? No gravy?
All right.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those days.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. It's going to be.
I get it.
Yeah.
So give us a call.
Stop answering the phone.
On the Dougie line, 613-216-Dougie, if you want to highlight someone you know as one of Ottawa's best humans.
And like we've said, it could be from the smallest things, the tiniest little thing someone did to some massive, obviously impressive feat. But whatever it is, good people doing good things. We know you're out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Aunt Janet.
Yeah. Or just Janet.
Just painting turtles.
Hi, Janet.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, just to tell you something that made me laugh right there.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be part of the latest, but we had a caller off the air a few minutes ago that said a fun game was to change the word run to rub in any songs that we know. And we just played Run to You.
I'm going to rub to you.
I'm going to rub to you.
Yeah. That's not a... Probably not as romantic.
No.
Like if you tell a girl I'm going to run to you, she'd be like, wow, this guy's really about me. But if you say I'm going to rub to you...
No.
Well, these are different times, Chris.
Hey, I guess. Hey.
You can't run to her.
No. I guess all you can do is rub to her. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to get some more showers today. Get up to 8 degrees. It was the biggest weekend yet for COVID-19 cases in Ottawa. 47 new cases here. 6,258, the official total Canada-wide as of last count. You will not be allowed to travel on an airplane or a train if you have any COVID-19 symptoms. That is a directive from our federal government.
Can they just say not at all?
Don't travel right now.
Yeah, like you shouldn't. You shouldn't be.
Where are you going?
My God.
Yeah. Like, what kind of selfish asshat is going anywhere right
Unless
now?
Unless you're a health worker or a frontline worker, not even an essential service, a frontline worker, they should be banned. For a month, at least. My God.
Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Anyway. And Matt Damon has joined the list of celebrities trying to educate the public about staying home. You can hear in his voice, he's done a PSA. He's none too pleased about having to do it. Similar to Robert De Niro.
Well, he does a ton of charity stuff, right?
He does, the
H Water Company or whatever. Anyways, but here, listen. Yeah.
Social distancing. It means stay 6 feet away from another person. It means not gathering in groups. And it means staying home or sheltering in place if that's what government officials are telling you to do. You can actually sit on the couch or in a chair like I'm doing and watch TV and save a life at the same time. You can work from home. You can use social media to communicate. You can save a few more. Now is the time to spend all the time you want staring at your phone or your tablet. And if anybody gives you a hard time about it, tell them not to bother you because you are saving lives. Just make sure that you tell them that from 6 feet away. We can all do this together just by staying apart. Other generations have been asked to do extraordinary things. We're being asked to just stay at home.
The refusal to do the most basic of things by some people is mind-blasting to me.
It really is.
And I'm sorry, and what I've seen, and again, it's through all, but the majority of people that are not doing what they're supposed to do are either young and they're stupid because they're young, or they're old and they're stupid because they're old.
Yeah, stubborn. Yeah.
You know? I do what I want. Don't tell me to. Yeah. I want to. Shut up, you moron. It's not about you. If you want to die, go jump off a building and do a solid. Like, if that's, you know, no one cares.
But don't put other people at risk.
Like, stop it. Like you said, people still traveling. Where are you going?
I don't know where they're
going. Where are you going?
So dumb.
Where is it a month? Well, I booked this trip. Okay, a trip's over. Sorry. Yeah. Like, stop.
And you lost your money.
Yeah. And even if it's for business, what business is, like, you know, like, I obviously there might be some that you'd have to travel. I would think. I can't think of right. But, like, what possible? Everything's closed. You work from home. Like, no one's doing business.
And the young morons that keep, like, this party in New Jersey and, like, oh, whatever,
What are you doing?
There was a party in New Jersey in a 450-square-foot apartment with a DJ and 47 people.
Yeah, they call it Corona Party or whatever, Coronavirus Party.
Yeah, they called it that.
Stop it! You selfish bunch of twits. Like, I know, sorry, where the world's asking you to not do anything for a few months. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Jeez, like,
you don't have to live in a bombed out house or boil everything you drink.
No.
You don't have to, like, hunt your own food. Grocery stores are still available for you if you take the proper precautions.
Hide in a 4x4 attic for like
two years.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything like that. You have to sit on your ass with everything you could possibly need to entertain yourself.
In a home you chose.
Yep. Stop it. Jesus.
Because the longer you don't,
we all have to.
The longer we all have to stay like that.
And I really want to see like hockey back. So
I forgot it all existed. To be honest, I really did. I don't. It doesn't even.
Well, there's bigger things.
Yeah, it's not top of mind right now.
Are we all having fun? No, nobody's having fun right now.
No,
nobody. What? We have little bits of fun, but I mean,
big picture. Oh God, no. Like the world, no, not a fun place.
But if we just all not have as much fun as possible for the next few months or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if it's six months. It's 6 months. Boosh. The worst are the single people. Like, oh, my God, I'm so bored.
Yeah.
Watching my favorite TV shows all day.
Yeah. And,
oh, my God.
Like all those people who complained that they didn't have time. You got time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing but.
Well, I'd exercise more, but I don't have time. Well, I can't go to the gym. No, but you have a space.
You don't need
do
a gym.
Do some push-ups.
Yeah. Learn everything. It's not even like you don't have access to teach you how to do it.
Yeah, the internet.
You have access to everything.
99% of us do. You can order stuff. Someone said they're on a diet in their house and their clothes don't fit anymore. Are the tailors still open? Well, learn to sew, man.
Yeah. Also, where are you going that you got to wear clothes?
It's true.
I didn't wear underwear all weekend. I had pants on. No undies.
Oh, look at you.
All weekend.
Look at you.
I don't like that. I don't like thinking about that.
Yeah. Never. No way. I still wear it.
I don't like to think about you freeballing. Yeah.
No?
No.
Hmm.
Well, you thought I did?
No, but I didn't think you'd think about it at all.
I didn't until you brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. You're the one who shared.
It never occurs to me at all.
Man, I hate when the 20% of stupid gets just like highlighted. Here we are.
You guys want to come over today?
No, thank you. Can't do it.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Right answer. It was a trick question.
Yeah. Mostly because you're not wearing underwear.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
We have asked you to do something for us so we can help continue to spread the positive vibes that are so needed when our planet is under a crisis like this. We've asked you to call and tell us about Ottawa's best humans.
And leave a message on our Dougie line. That's just a line that you can leave a message on. We call the Dougie line because the last four numbers are D-U-G-Y. Like when you,
we didn't get to pick the number.
It was assigned.
So then we were trying to find a word, and it was the only word we could spell that made us giggle.
So 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie, D-U-G-Y. So there's lots of stories about people doing good. Like Algonquin College is donating thousands of masks and gloves and whatever other protective equipment they have to hospitals, loaning out their ventilators and stuff. So that's, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
The stories of businesses stepping up are growing. You know what I mean? There's more and more.
Bauer with their masks. Yep. I know Brian's, who makes goalie gear, is stepping up to make masks and things like that too. So.
And, but thanks to Algonquin College for that. Some local folks doing some good things. So we're looking for stories of individuals. We got one on the Dougie line today.
Yeah.
This guy's a hero for sure here.
Yeah, I want to highlight Nick for dropping weed off in my mailbox when I was in a pinch. It's the small things.
Yeah, it is.
Attaboy,
Nick.
Attaboy, Nick. Way to go out of your way.
Good job, buddy.
Your buddy is... I mean, you can leave stories like that.
Yeah.
That guy's, in a small way, probably tiny, but whatever. Whatever
made a difference to you.
Going out of his way.
Or to some others, yeah.
He allowed, he didn't even give his name, this gentleman, but Nick allowed him to stay social distanced from people, physical distance, and that is saving lives.
It is.
That is saving lives, Nick.
Saving lives and probably helping him with his mental health as well. Yeah.
Because or maybe it's physical health.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All those things.
Man.
So if you have someone you would like us to highlight, 613-216-3849, 216-Dougie. The number is on the Facebook page. It's on...
we'll put out some social posts with
it's on the Shea website.
Describe what you can do or where to leave it. But anything though, right? From frontline stuff to little things like what Nick did. Anything you know that someone did something to help somebody else during these times. We'd love to hear about it. Man. All right. What? You're really wrapped up in Nick.
It's awesome.
Oh.
They're right. Not all heroes wear capes.
No.
He might wear a cape.
You never know. You're right. He might.
He for sure has a weed flag for his drapes. So maybe he pulls it down and wears it as a cape. Yeah, 100%. Or a Bob Marley flag.
Yeah.
It's the uniform. That's the weed heroes. That's the uniform they wear. Leave it on the Dougie line, all right? 613-216-3849.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You know, people have, resorted to things from being home, right? Just things you might not normally do because people are stuck in their houses.
Oh, okay.
Well, not stuck.
Like eating that can of food that you bought 2 years ago that you keep putting off because you don't really want it?
I haven't got to that point yet.
No, me either, but I do have two cans of sardines in my pantry that I'm like, not yet.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show.
On 106.1 Shea.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Do you think if Chris went to an optometrist to get a pair of glasses, there'd be a better chance he would wear them? I went to an optometrist to get an eye exam. And then I got my prescription, and I just found a really good deal online for a pair of glasses I like. So I ordered them. And then when they come, I don't know if my prescription's wrong or if the manufacturer's wrong, but they don't really do enough to bother giving me headaches to wear them, so I don't wear them.
They give you headaches?
Well, they just make me feel like depth perception's weird and stuff. Okay.
They must have some sort of prescription on it.
Yeah, they do.
I'm going
to
say...
The one I'm supposed to get. I think my optometrist messed up, but it's fine.
When they were doing the
test.
That's
possible, yeah.
When they were doing the test, I was like, they look the same every time. Click, click, look the same. Click. Yeah, that one's a little darker. Does that even make sense? Yep. Like that letter's darker than the other one?
Sure.
Click, click. Well, it looks a little bolder.
Yeah.
But I can read them all. Like it wasn't a problem. And then,
but that was your first time having like an eye test, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's possible. They could have given you the wrong prescription based on your answers, but with you not knowing and never having been
through that. I don't know. Yeah. Is that better than the other one? That is the same.
Sometimes I ask them to go back. No, I'll go back. Let me see.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, and the problem is I have such a slight, like I don't have a very...
Yeah, it's not a lot.
No, it's just a little bit. And so to nail that, I think they messed up. Somebody messed up because it doesn't help me. Does not improve, except at night. And that's just because I have the blue glare on there to knock down the headlights when I'm driving. Anyways, well, we can move on past my balls.
No, I gave my three-year-old daughter some of my old Ghostbuster action figures I had when I was a kid yesterday. Do you guys have any of the toys you had when you were kids? I don't know. I gave most of mine away.
I don't have anything.
I have a little metal airplane that I found, like a little dinky car-sized airplane.
Give your son your teeth. If you don't know, Jason has his baby teeth.
They have their own teeth.
Yeah, but just says, here, go play with my teeth. If he's bored.
Well, my
son. He should put them into one of his bongs that he makes.
He's tried.
He's tried.
It gets too hot. It disintegrated. I gave him one of my teeth. My son's a glass blower, and he's going to put it a tooth into a pendant. Like, I thought it would be a cool idea. And so I gave him one of my teeth because I have lots of my own teeth.
Jason has all his old teeth and a big tooth in his house.
I said, you know, I gave him one of the ones I didn't like as much as some of the others, you know.
You like some more than others?
Yeah. Some are better shapes. Canines, like I have a big molar, which is really cool.
I love that. That's accurate.
It's crazy. It's insane. It's insane.
Anyway, it got too hot because it was in a small thing and burned it up. But maybe he could, and, you know, if he was just starting out when he did that one.
Yeah, yeah, he's much...
Now he makes, like...
He's amazing, man. Some of the stuff he makes, unbelievable. Yeah. And he's an okay guy. is there still a group of conspiracy theorists who think COVID-19 is a hoax?
Absolutely.
For sure. There will always be.
We had a guy call us this morning who thought, my feeling was that he thought that everything was overblown.
Yeah.
A little bit. It might be. But why not be safe than sorry?
Yeah, what's the harm in being safe?
You know? Why not?
It's funny, though. Like, they can't win. If you overreact, you're overreacting. If you don't react and it's too late, my God, he didn't do anything.
He didn't do enough to protect us.
Yeah, no, there will always be...
It'll be the same person saying it.
Of course it will, on either side. Yeah. No one in charge can do anything right.
Yeah.
Ever.
How long will TP last if it's frozen? Forever.
It might be nice. A little cool sheet.
Who was tougher to watch on the Leafs blue line, Phaneuf or Gardner?
Ooh,
that was a tough one.
Well, the Gardners were magnified because it was like the most important time of the season.
Yeah, that's true.
To be honest, this year it's been way tougher to watch Tyson Barrie and Cody Ceci.
Cody Ceci's the worst.
I have tolerated Martin Marincin more this year than I have Tyson Barrie. That's not good.
The season's over, though. So
yeah, I know. Yeah. They're not coming back. I know.
We'll be talking about it, just getting sad about hockey. I mean, you could still go to a Senators game.
There's not going to be anybody there to get shit from? Is that the joke?
That's
a joke.
Yeah. There's nobody at the arena, even when they're playing.
Yeah. I got the joke.
That was the joke.
Except people on the team have it, so it's not good.
Okay, but I mean...
Just saying.
Every profession has it. We just can't talk about anything.
I'm not saying like because of to be rude. I'm just saying you might get it.
Oh, if you go, one of the players might give it to you.
No, I don't care.
Because you're allowed to sit so close.
You offending anybody?
Okay, good. I'll say what happened to you there.
No.
Getting all soft.
No.
Early in the morning, you were reading like inspirational quotes off the internet. Now you're.
Well, life is life, right?
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
That means nothing. That's the one. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, it does it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. Do not forget, we're looking for Ottawa's best humans. And we'd like you to leave us a message on the Dougie line.
613-216-3849.
Can we play the example of the one we got today?
Sure.
I want to highlight Nick for dropping weed off in my mailbox when I was in a pinch. It's the small things.
That is a very small thing.
Yeah. Not to him, though.
Hey, I guess, you know. Heroes of all sorts, right?
We broke it down. Nick maybe saved a life by doing
he
that.
He might have saved a life. Yeah, he might have. And there's a whole bunch of ways he could have.
Yeah.
So, we'll just say he did. But yeah, any hero you know doing anything, just a good human. Doesn't have to be, we don't like the term hero because people always associate that with specific jobs, which is fine because they are heroes, but I mean, it's wide. Anything anyone is doing good for other people, we want to know.
We'll highlight them.
Yeah.
Make us feel a little bit better. Make us all feel a little bit better in this very odd time we are alive.
Yeah, it's day to day. You know, like some days, like even in this room on this show, some days we're all in a pretty good mood for some reason. We're just clicking along. And then today was tough, to be honest. We're all just kind of down.
Yeah.
And you know you're going through it too. So let's try to highlight some people that are doing good things. All right. 613-216-3849. Have yourself a great day. Try. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.